Roy's always talked about your defensive potential with your athleticism. Do you feel like you made some strides there over the offseason?
Probably not as many strides as I probably wanted to. Focusing on more of the offensive aspect of my game instead of defensive over the summer. But, a lot of it's just getting in a defensive stance and making it in your mind that the guy's not going to go past you or not going to let him go past you easily.
When James Michael has a game like he does tonight, what does it allow the rest of you guys to do?
It opens up for us. Teams start to focus more on James Michael. He has him in the post and heads turn, and you can make cuts or set screens for open guys, and it just opens up for everybody else, so it makes it easier.
JP, how has Rich Davis helped your shot in this offseason?
He was the main guy telling me that I need to get my elbow in. Just kind of guiding me, getting shots up through the summer, working out every day. He's just pretty much, he was the guy that helped me out with my shot a lot. Shamon Williams also I worked out with, but he was more off the dribble stuff and working on handles and all that.
What do you think allowed you to be more aggressive tonight, both in your jump shot and attacking the basket?
Just the spacing and the flow we had. In the second half, we didn't really have that spacing, and forced turnovers and forced passes that we shouldn't have had. But it was just the movement of the ball and everybody moving as one.
Is that shot feeling a little more natural for you?
Oh, definitely.
More
central? Yeah, it's coming off. It's coming off really nice now. Not hesitant at all.
What did you think about James Michael's 3-point attempt? You think you should try that later on in the season again?
No. In practice, it's going down. So, we practice like we play. So he had the open shot. It was in transition. He was open. He should have taken it. Coach told him the same thing. It was a good shot. Just focus on getting it on the rim. Chris?
Bader only had 2 points in the first half. What were you just making up the
team? Defensively, I'd say it was my energy. I was just not letting him get off screens and not letting him catch it easy. Just making it hard for him. I think second half I kind of let off, and cramps started to get me, my calves and stuff, so chasing him off the screens is getting difficult for me. But in the first half, as a team too, I get beat off screens and I still had help. That helped a lot. So it's a team effort.
How does it feel working way up to the starting spot?
It feels great. The opportunity, it's presented to me in the summer, and kind of worked towards that too. So it feels good to finally get out there and play.
You mentioned the cramps. I think you played 11 minutes more than your season high last year.
Yeah.
But just the matter of being on the court more?
No, not at all. It was being hydrated. I didn't hydrate as well as I should have probably today. But it's good to have to focus on the pregame and stuff for next game.
Do you feel like there's been a lot of pressure on you with the loss of PJ and Leslie so far in the season to really step up? Have you felt that pressure?
I don't really look at it as pressure. It's an opportunity. It's a great opportunity too. Just to get out there more and help the team out with my energy and what I bring to the table. I don't really look at it as pressure, because I feel like once you start looking at it as pressure, it starts messing with your head, and that was one of my main problems last year.
Mm-hmm. How far mentally have you come on that note in the past year?
Oh, it's a huge, huge jump. For instance, like the 3-pointer, I don't even think about it anymore. If I'm open, I'm taking it. Last year it was more about, is coach going to like this shot? Or, man, what if I clunk it? How bad is it going to look? That kind of thing. So I'm not really worried about that anymore.
Do you think it's more confidence in your shot or more confidence in yourself and understanding the program?
More confidence in myself and just kind of understanding what I can do on the court and what I can't do.
Coach said yesterday that he didn't really expect you to step in and hit as many shots as PJ or Leslie theoretically would hit. But do you have a personal goal in terms of points per game that you're really trying to reach?
Not at all. Everybody's just focused on the win. We're focused on being more of a team than anything. Guys like James Michael, of course, Marcus, they're going to knock down shots. They're going to get their shots, but once they start hitting it like they did tonight, everything else is going to open up. So we need guys to step up.